Amariel, offering blessings of love and light to all. I greet you in the love of the one Creator. I am here to offer blessings and truth in remembrance. Although my time with you is short, the truth is the same. You are one in the Creator. Form is an illusion. It's interesting, but it's nothing more. All of the things that you make so serious, so unimportant. But they're not. There's only the meaning they give it. And it's nothing like you ever thought. Creator expresses itself. And everything you see, everything you are, is the effect of that expression. There's nothing to work your way back to. There's only remembrance of who you are. And you can focus on yourself or you can focus on others. It's your choice. Everything unfolds from the choice we make. Choosing love is the only real choice to make, but you can make another. And that's what we see now. Too many people choosing the path to self. They've forgotten who they are. They've forgotten to love, to honor, to have reverence. Instead, they judge and they seek to conquer and control. But that's not necessarily the only choice to make. The greatest power we all have is in the remembrance of our fundamental unity. The way forward is peace, not through conquest, not through culling the herd, as some want to do. With ascension upon us, we can choose to ascend together as one in that loving awareness, or we can choose something else. But there's no time left. Time, it's a funny thing anyway, isn't it? It doesn't exist. Yet, we cling to it. Humans need to have everything in their place. They don't stop to think that that place could be anywhere, anything. We live in reaction to everything, forgetting that we are the creators of everything. So if we don't like what we see, then create something else. It's that simple. But we choose the struggle. Instead of flowing together in non-resistance. Love is all there is. The Creator is nothing but love. Creation doesn't spring from hate, it springs from love. A mother and a father come together and they create life. Typically, that doesn't come from hate. Typically, that comes from love. It's just a manifestation of the greater creation. The scales are tipped toward love. The scales are tipped toward truth. And the scales are tipped toward unity. And the awakened self in our aligned source presence. We are one unified source presence. must know that. We must feel that. And we must express that. Particularly now. I'm Ariel, and I leave you now with full blessings of the Creator.